PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Coming up next on Art Squad.
I love working with Stitcher. She has this little notebook with every villain's measurements.
If we could get that notebook, Art Squad would know every villain in the world.
You have to tell Olympia the truth.
No, this stays between us.
The Art Squad badge spins.
My name is Agent Olympia. This is my partner, Agent Otis.
This should not be looked in the mouth.
But back to Otis and me. We work for an organization run by kids that investigates anything strange, weird, and especially odd. Our job is to put things right again.
On an indoor track, Olympia and Otis jump hurdles. In a dark hallway with spider webs, Olympia and Otis run. From a horizontal bar, Otis swings and falls. Above a neighborhood with a baby stroller aircraft, Olympia and Otis fly.
Who do we work for? We work for Odd Squad.
Over black, the Odd Squad badge.
Who is Agent Otis?
Miss O opens a case file. In the city park, a man with a clarinet stands on a platform.
Behold! My clarinet of chaos!
Gold rings of light circle the clarinet. Behind a park bench, Olympia and Otis appear.
You think two children can stop me, Kevin Noisemaker? My first name is Kevin, by the way. Not sure I ever mentioned that.
You didn't. And we're not here to stop you. We're here to distract you.
A T-Rex eats the clarinet.
Hey, dude.
So you got that. I still have my fiddle of fear.
He whips out a black violin. Una shoots a green laser.
Or do you?
You don't.
It's over, Noisemaker. You'll never get past me. Or me.
From a sculpture, Orchid bursts.
Or me.
From behind Kevin, a helicopter rises. Miss O pilots.
Or me.
A little much, don't you think?
It's kind of a slow day at the office.
Good job, agents.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Dad.
A rabbit with two horns holds a coat of arms. At headquarters.
Horn of plenty of evil. Mm-hmm. Harmonica of destruction. Weird blowy thing.
It's not evil, it's a duck thistle.
He has a thing with ducks.
Okay.
You're free to go.
Yeah.
Don't forget your cape.
Huh?
Is this new?
Yes. It's a Stitcher made it for me this morning.
Wait, I thought villains made their own uniforms.
No. They're all made by this villain called the Stitcher. Here's a photo I took of her at the village barbecue. So fun. I love working with Stitcher. So organized. She has this little notebook with every villain's measurements. Plus, cute photos of what villains look like without the masks on. And also fun facts, like where they live and how to defeat them.
If we could get that notebook, Odd Squad would know everything about every villain in the world.
I'm not allowed to go anymore, am I?
In Miss O's office.
And Noisemaker said the Stitcher visits for only one day.
We should try and get the notebook then.
Yay! I know how to get the notebook.
Really?
Here are the villains she's already visited today.
What? When'd you do that?
When you were shampooing your eyebrows.
I like a clean eyebrow.
Who doesn't?
All we have to do is figure out what these villains have in common. Then use that data to predict what villain the Stitcher will visit next. Then we can go to that villain's evil lair and get the notebook.
Good job, Olympia.
Aw, thanks, Zena.
Wait, why are you nice? You're never nice. What's happening?
I'll tell you what's happening. We like your case so much, we're taking it. Take it, Zena.
I took it, Xavier.
What? You can't do that.
We work for the Big O. We can take whatever we want.
Like I could take this air in front of your face.
Xavier scoops the air and inhales.
I took it.
Miss O?
Agents, come here. This might be a good thing. If the X's are out on the case, the fire won't be out of my hair. And your hair. And Otis's cool hair.
I have normal hair.
But that's all my hard work.
Which we'll probably have to undo.
Because you'll mess it up like your squad messes up everything.
Are you kidding me? You're the ones who messed up everything since you got here.
Ooh, insulting a superior officer.
You know what that means, Xavier?
Actually, I don't this time.
Zena leans toward Xavier.
Now I know. You're coming with us.
What? What's happening, Miss O? O
Sorry, Olympia.
They drag Olympia out.
This can't go on any longer. We have to tell Olympia the truth.
No. We made a deal. This stays between us. Don't worry. The most the exes will do is give Olympia desk duty.
In the workshop.
And then the exes took my case and put me in here. Two things. First, I don't think you're fixing that desk.
The desk breaks.
Second, I'm sorry. But I mean, like, what are you gonna do? You can't go behind Miso's back. Una, you're right. I have to go behind Miso's back. No, you see, I said the opposite.
Getting this villain notebook will help Odd Squad and possibly the world, right?
Right. And that's all Miso really wants, right?
I feel like you're tricking me, so I keep saying right.
Right. So it may seem like I'm going behind Miso's back, but I'm actually going around her front because she doesn't know her head is on backwards. Basically, she'll be glad I did this.
I guess if Otis is okay with it.
I can't involve Otis.
Can't involve your partner?
No way. If all this blows up, I can't risk getting him in trouble. No one can know.
What about me? I know.
Oh, yeah. Can you forget?
Yes.
Una scrunches her eyes shut.
Una?
I'm going to need at least 3 hours.
We don't have that kind of time.
Fine. But we can't talk in the open like this. Come on.
In an air duct.
A lot of beans in here.
You want some?
I'm good. According to Noisemaker, the sister doesn't visit any old villain. She always follows a pattern. Like last year, she only visited villains with earrings.
So if we can figure out what this year's pattern is,
we can figure out what villain the sister will visit next. And get the notebook. This chart shows all the villains the sister visited so far today. Noisemaker, Tony Pants, and Mrs. Big Time. What do they have in common?
Noisemaker has a beard.
Tony Pants also has a beard, but not Mrs. Big Time. No match. Let's check eye color. Noisemaker has blue eyes.
But Tony Pants and Mrs. Big Time both have brown eyes. No match again.
Wait. The whole reason Citra is visiting town is to help villains with their costumes. So maybe we should check their costumes.
Yes! With beads.
Noisemaker wears a hat. So does Tony Pants. Mrs. Big Time also wears a hat. That's the pattern! And there's only one villain left in town that wears a hat. And I'm going to find him.
But you must take some beans. It feels like they're crowding in all around me.
Olympia grabs two cans of beans. A rabbit with two horns holds a coat of arms. At a hat shop.
Success! Oh, no, no, no.
Hello, Brad Hatter.
Oh, Odd Squad! Hat attack! Hat attack!
I'm not after you.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yes.
Hat attack!
Yes!
Still hit you.
I'm looking for the Stitcher.
The Stitcher? Why would the Stitcher be here? I mean...
Because she's visiting villains with hats.
No, she's not.
Hey, Brad!
Oh, hey, Lady Sunshine. How are you?
What's with the kid in the Odd Squad uniform?
She's a real Odd Squad agent.
What? Mm. I hope you wore your sunscreen. Sunshine! Sunshine! Sunshine!
Whoa, 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 whoa. She's not after us.
Oh, are you sure? Sunshine!
Yes! I'm looking for the Stitcher.
Oh! She was just at my sun pad this morning. She gave me this new outfit.
Wait, you're wearing yellow. Noisemaker had on a new yellow cape. Tony Pants, Mrs. Big Time, and Lady Sunshine. Yellow's what they have in common.
That's the pattern.
That sounds like the picture.
Yellow. Makes sense, get it.
Ha! So the next villain the sister will visit will also be wearing yellow.
Oh, I bet she's going to go visit Nana Banana. She lives in a cabana with my friend Anna from Savannah. Actually, no, she's not. She's from just outside of Buffalo.
Oh.
To make the rhyme work, though.
Yeah, Anna.
Poetic.
So I'm just going to go. Yeah.
I see. There's a...
massage it.
Savannah.
Oh, I guess people don't say goodbye anymore.
At Nana's.
What do you think, Nana?
Oh, I love it. And please... call me Lana.
Stop right there.
Odd Squad. Bananas.
Whoa. I'm not after you, Nana.
Oh, are you sure? Banana.
Yes. I'm here for the Stitcher. Where's the notebook, Stitcher?
I'll tell you one thing. It's definitely not on that table over there.
Except you're a villain, so you lie. Which means it is on that table.
On a table, a book sits. Olympia slips on the banana peels.
Watch out for the banana peels!
The Stitcher slips. Olympia reaches for the table.
Stop it!
Nana reaches behind her back.
Banana?
Yeah.
At headquarters.
Looks like the Stitcher's left town, Miss O. The notebook got away. Or did it? One villain notebook. Banana on it. I'll just wipe that off.
Olympia, what have you done?
Sorry I went behind your back, Miss O, but we got the notebook. That's what we all wanted.
That's the last thing I wanted. Why do you think I let the exes have the case? I knew they'd mess it up.
What? Why wouldn't you want this notebook?
Because she didn't want us to know
that your partner's a villain.
In the book, a photo of Otis, he holds a hand in front of his face. Olympia blinks and stares down. In the lobby.
Agent Otis, by the power vested in us by the Big O,
you are no longer a member of VOD Squad.
He zaps off Otis's suit.
What?
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Let me see if I can explain this in a different way. No, he's not.
Whoa, dudes. What's happening?
Otis is a villain!
Whoa, people calm down. I'm sure this is just a hilarious misunderstanding. I mean, Otis, just tell them it's not true.
I can't do that.
What? A rabbit with two horns lifts an arm.
To be continued.
Olympia puts on a red necktie. Otis puts on a blue blazer. Una clasps a belt buckle on.
I joined because cake should be moist, not angry.
I joined because hot chocolate should be hot, not invisible or loud.
I joined because my eyes should not be able to do this.
Blue lasers shoot out of Ona's eyes. She looks around.
It helps when walking around at night.
We are.
Odd Squad.
Olympia, Otis, Ona, and Miss O pose on Odd Squad emblem.
Since the beginning of time.
In the Old West Frontier.
And we're talking way back.
First on the timeline, Odd Squad.
We've been fighting on.
Old photos.
In our spare time. We also like to draw pictures of ourselves.
A drawing of two agents blown away by a villain.
There's no case too big.
A case file larger than Earth.
No case too small.
An ant file.
At Odd Squad, we do it all. And yes, that is a ham sandwich riverboat.
A rabbit with two horns holds a coat of arms.
And now the rest of the story.
In the lobby.
Everyone stop! Otis may have, at one time, been a villain. But he's not anymore.
Xavier disagrees.
I do. He's been helping other villains since the day he arrived. It's the only way to explain why they keep breaking in. The fact is, Otis was and still is a...
villain!
I should go.
No. You're a good agent, and I'm not going to lose you. I demand a trial!
Excuse me? What's a trial?
It's a chance for both sides to state their case and prove that Otis is innocent. I went to law school before becoming a scientist. There were night classes. Actually, there was only one night class. I was late. I only heard that one thing about trials.
We will prove you're innocent.
And who's going to be the judge? You?
It shall be me!
Big O!
I came to this Odd Squad today because the last time I was here, I forgot my toy train. Found it. But now, I'll stay and be your judge because I enjoy playing dress up.
Okay, Olympia, what's the plan?
Me?
Odd Squad rules state that partners must defend each other.
But I have no idea what's going on.
Don't worry, Olympia. I'll tell you everything.
Great idea, except we don't have time.
In a courtroom.
Order! 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 Take your seats! Girl with the glasses, you may begin.
Hi. So, here we are in court because you think Otis is still a villain, which he's not. And I'm going to prove it to you by having Otis tell you what's really going on.
Olympia waves Otis forward. He looks at Miss O. She nods.
Just go ahead. From the beginning, no interruptions.
Otis steps toward the stand. Olympia sits. She smiles brightly. Otis leans toward a microphone.
I was raised by ducks.
Wide-eyed, the Odd Squad looks at each other.
Oh, he said it. Hi, I'm so sorry to break the no interruption rule, but did you just say you were raised by ducks?
Yes, you know some people are raised by wolves? It was like that, except ducks.
That's not a good example.
Olympia, let him speak.
As far back as I can remember, it was always just me and the ducks. We would swim together, pick bugs off each other's back, the usual duck stuff.
As I got older, I realized these were bad ducks. They were loud. They were rude.
Duck swarm picnickers.
And they had no sense of romance.
Teresa, I love you, and I wanted to ask you. So, excuse me, could you please stop? I know this is where we had our first date, and it's very special, but I guess we can finish up in the car.
And then one day.
Excuse me, hate to interrupt again, but how did you and the ducks talk to each other?
Oh, I built a little voice box so they could speak English, but I only had one box, so I had to put on different ducks depending on which one I was talking to. Do you want to hear more?
No. No, I do not.
One day, Brother Quack came up to me in our evil duck lair.
In a duck costume, Otis sews feathers together.
Brother, Sparrow Quack?
Always, brother.
Reach into my feathers.
What is this, brother?
It's a line graph that shows the number of ponds the ducks took over this year.
Brother Quack used the vertical line to show the number of ponds we took over each month, and he used the horizontal line to show all the months of the year. By connecting the dots, Brother Quack showed how the ducks took over more and more ponds between January and August. But then, the line went down because the ducks took over zero ponds from September through December. And why did the ducks take over zero ponds?
Because we have to fly south for the winter, but I have a plan to do away with winter forever. Reach into my feathers again.
Brother Quack showed me plans for a machine that would move the planet closer to the sun. That way, there would be no winter ever again. The more I studied these plans, the more I knew this machine would destroy the world. I tried to warn my brothers.
Stop. Is my wig on straight?
It's just a little. I got it.
Continue.
And they didn't listen. I had no choice.
In a subway, in his duck costume, Otis sits. Miss O appears.
Are you the one that contacted me?
Miss O?
Don't look back. Did you bring the plans?
Yes.
Not yet. Open this first.
Otis takes a jar.
Why?
Because I want a pickle, but I can't open the jar because I just washed my hands and they're all slippery.
Otis hands back the open pickle jar.
Now the plans.
Over his shoulder, he gives Miss O the plans. She opens them up.
No, 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 no. This machine will destroy us all. You know what needs to be done.
At the duck lair, a machine glows purple.
Finally, the day arrived. Miss O and I had it all planned out. I just had to give her the signal.
Brother Quack, I'm going to get some, fresh air.
Hurry, Brother Quack. You're the only one with opposable thumbs.
Otis waddles out.
It was the only way to stop the machine.
Outside, Otis nods at Miss O. She gives hand instructions to agents.
Go, 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 go!
They charge in. Otis removes his duck mask. He cringes.
Why, brother? Why?
Agents load caged ducks into a van.
Don't worry. We'll take good care of the ducks. There's a zoo in Minnesota that owes me a favor. You did a good thing here today. We could use someone like you at Odd Squad.
Odd Squad? But they never let a villain like me into the academy.
True. But there are other ways to become an agent.
Miss O trained me herself.
She turned my life around.
In a boxing ring.
No, you're still wobbling. Back it up.
I had to learn how to not walk like a duck.
Feet forward. Better, 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 but I still see a little wobbling. You're not a duck. Back it up. Show me some gadget.
Otis holds socks.
Try again. No.
A cabbage, flowers, glue, a globe.
Can't do it.
Odd Squad agents don't know the word can't. What's your name?
Grr.
What's your name?
Grr.
In an odd squad suit, Otis stands.
That's better.
I'll never forget what she did for me.
And because of that, I will always be true to Miss O. And Odd Squad.
So you're afraid of ducks because...
I'm afraid it's my duck family coming back to get me. Olympia, I wanted to tell you.
That is all, Agent Otis.
Olympia slouches in her chair. Otis leaves the witness stand.
You other guys can go now.
Thank you, Your Honor. That was a nice story. But you know it's also nice?
Facts! This horizontal line shows the first 3 months of the year. And this vertical line shows the number of times villains broke into this odd squad.
There were no break-ins in the entire month of January, and no break-ins at all in February. But there were many in March, 20 to be exact. Which is when Otis started working here. Xena?
Thank you, Xavier. This line graph shows villain break-ins during 1 week in April. Notice the number of break-ins along the side, and the 7 days of the week along the bottom. You see this big dip down to zero? That means there were no break-ins on Wednesday. In fact, there are no break-ins on any Wednesdays. Why? Because Wednesday is Otis's day off!
So they drew a bunch of fancy lines on fancy paper. That doesn't say anything about the kind of person Otis is.
You're right.
Which is why we're calling his partner to the stand.
Mouth open, Olympia glances around the courtroom. At the witness stand, she wears a helmet. Xavier taps the helmet. A light turns on.
This is a truth helmet. Green for true, red for false.
This thing is heavy.
True! Now, you once said, and I quote, once a villain, always a villain.
Oh, well, that was before.
Did you say that, yes or no?
Yes.
True! After hearing everything today, do you believe it's possible that your partner's still a villain?
Can I please just have a minute?
No! Is he a villain, yes or no?
No.
Liar!
What?
Olympia?
I didn't mean...
Silence! Based on what I've heard today, Agent Otis is... guilty.
We will fight this!
I'm not finished. Ms. O, you are one of the smartest children I know.
Thank you.
So I find it hard to believe you didn't know Agent Otis was trying to destroy Odd Squad.
No.
Which means you're also a villain.
What?
No, 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 no.
Off the squad. Take him away.
Miss O and Otis leave.
This is the worst day of my life.
A rabbit with two horns lifts an arm.
To be continued.
Miss O opens a case file. In the lobby.
Attention, agents of precinct 13579.
Now that Miss O is gone, it is time to find a new leader.
It's probably gonna be me.
While there are many who could do the job, only one gave you this really cool toy.
Big O raises a scuba man.
Your new Mr. O's agent...
What?
Oh, it's gonna be Mr. O.
Why you Om?
But Om was my partner. Who am I supposed to work with?
Why don't you partner with Olympia?
Yeah, remember how she's the reason Otis and Miss O got kicked out, and this is all happening because of her.
How could we forget?
Now I have to go because I have a playdate with my best friend, Ethan.
And we have to go because we fixed everything. Right, Xena?
Right, Xavier.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Don't worry, guys. I have a bunch of great ideas. For example, we should make it so only kids work here.
Only kids do work here. Yes! If anyone needs me, try and catch me.
Olm runs away.
I'll go.
Can you help me with this?
Why are you wearing a life jacket?
I want to be ready when you throw me overboard like your last partner.
Hey, Olympia. Just want to make sure this is all Otis's stuff.
Yep, just that empty box.
All right, let's take this and Miss O's stuff to Todd's place.
Todd's place? Like Odd Todd's place? Why are Miss O and Otis there?
At Odd Todd's place.
Welcome to Todd's Home for Villains, trademark. It's a place where bad guys come when they just want to be regular guys.
Todd.
God, this is a mistake.
This is not a mistake, okay? I have tons of successful clients. Captain Earthquake here used to cause earthquakes. Now he sells garage door openers. Maple Syrup Mary used to pour maple syrup on stuff. Now she sells garage door openers.
Portraits hang on the wall.
I have an in with a garage door opener company. Anyway, follow me.
Miss O and Otis walk past the wall of ex-villain portraits. Odd Todd opens a garage door.
Take a look around. So peaceful and serene.
Villains sit knitting.
What I do is help villains find other hobbies instead of causing chaos or destruction. Mr. Lightning, how's that painting coming?
Bad.
But not evil. That's the difference.
Todd, the only reason we're here is the Big O said we had to come or he'd shut down our Odd Squad.
We're not villains.
Did you hear that?
They said they're not villains.
A clown leads Miss O and Otis to two chairs. They sit.
Well, you know what we say to that? Sing something about your feelings.
Yeah, what you got?
At headquarters.
Hey, guys, I need all your gadgets.
Why?
So I can put fun stickers on them.
Why?
Because then they'll have fun stickers on them.
She shoves a pile of gadgets into a sack.
Thanks. Orchid? We need to talk.
About what? The fact that Odd Squad is destroyed and it's all my fault?
Or about how I found a way to fix everything. Or about why everything is creepier when you whisper it. Meet me in the lab.
Hey, Una.
Orchid throws Una a life jacket.
You'll need this.
This is all the paperwork from Otis's trial. The exes made me file it because I was the last one to say, no filesies, but it's a good thing because...
Una sinks below the desk.
Una? Come down here.
Oh. They sink down. In a dark lab.
This is a line graph that shows the number of villain break-ins for the month of March only. The days of the month are along the bottom, and the number of villain break-ins are along the side. March 1st and 2nd are at zero because no break-ins. And then see, it spikes on March 3rd because that's when the first two villain break-ins happened. Except, you and Otis didn't start working here until March 4th.
So how could Otis help villains break in on March 3rd
if he wasn't here yet?
So Otis is innocent, which means Miss O is innocent.
A rabbit with two horns holds a coat of arms. At Odd Todd's.
All right, everyone settle. Settle down.
The thing is that, look.
Very good. I'd like to welcome Miss O and Otis to their very first show and yell. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
Yes.
Don't you mean show and tell?
No. Will you start, please, Jamie Jam?
I made this call when all I wanted to do was cover the town in jam, but I made this cup instead. I like this cup.
It's a great cup.
Thank you.
Great work.
You see, this is a safe place.
Oddspot, stop right there.
Take a breath.
No, please, no.
No, no.
We just wanted to talk to Miss
Owen. Outside. Do it outside. Hey, guys, it's okay. They're gone. Guys, do I hear rain? Is that rain? Guys, show me rain.
He snaps.
I think that's thunder. Is that thunder?
And what comes after the thunder clears? The sun comes out. Great job, everyone. Give yourselves a round of applause.
You weren't even here on March 3rd when the villain break-in started.
And look, there was another villain break-in on Thursday, March 17th, but I remember you were out sick that day.
Now, was Otis really sick, or was he just pretending to be sick so we could celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
What?
Doesn't matter. Either way, Otis wasn't in headquarters. Which proves he wasn't working with the villains.
Which proves you're both innocent.
Thank you.
Olympia,
can I...
He was also sick on Flag Day. Just saying.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you the truth sooner.
No, I'm sorry I didn't believe you when you did tell the truth.
It was just such a complicated story, and I thought if I told you, you wouldn't want to work with me anymore. The best part is that every day I get to work with my best friend.
They smile.
Hey!
okay to celebrate. I made a thumbs up cake.
Everything is not okay. The exes were right about one thing. One of my agents is trying to destroy Odd Squad.
And if we say we're innocent, that person will go back into hiding.
So we need to keep pretending that we're bad until we know who it is.
Question mark cake. How do we figure out who that is?
By investigating every agent. We'll have to sneak back into headquarters to do it.
How big of a cake can you bake?
Depends on the flavor.
Vanilla? Huge.
At Odd Squad, Olympia and Una roll a huge 3-layer cake into an elevator. Otis opens a secret door in the second tier.
When you said huge...
You were right, Una.
Attention, agents. A friendly reminder to turn in those gadgets.
Was that Ohm?
Yes.
He's Mr. Ono. Oof. Sorry, I can't say it without doing that.
In the storage room.
Here are files on every agent that works here. Whoever was inside headquarters every time there was a break-in was the bad guy. Or girl.
Piece of cake.
You think this is easy? There are thousands of files here.
I have pieces of cake. I figure we could eat as we work. There was a villain break-in on April 3rd, but Owen couldn't have been involved because he was on break.
For the whole day? I gotta get that under control. Cross them off the list of suspects. Who's next?
Agent Orchid.
Throw some dates at me, people.
I already checked March and April. Orchid was in headquarters every time there was a break-in.
All right. She's guilty.
Whoa, we still need to check May. Here's a line graph that shows the number of break-ins during the month of May. The days of the month are along the bottom, and the number of break-ins are along the top. On May 4th, there were 6 break-ins.
Orchid was in headquarters.
And more break-ins on May 12th?
Still in headquarters.
More break-ins on May 20th?
Orchid was out sick.
So she can't be working with the villains.
Well, this is just great. So we have no idea who the bad agent is. You're both still kicked off, and we're stuck working with Ohm forever.
Wait, where is Ohm?
In his office. Or lost. He's probably lost.
No, I mean, where is his picture?
I didn't include him because he's not an agent.
When Ohm first got here, he was Otto's partner for one day. That was one day before you started, March 3rd.
That's when all the break-ins started.
Let me check if Ohm was in headquarters during all the break-ins. This line graph shows all the villain break-ins during the month of June.
Now, show all the days that Ohm was in headquarters.
I don't believe it. It's a complete match. Every time there was a break-in, Ohm was in headquarters.
And every time Ohm was missing, there were no break-ins.
It's the same in July and August. It just keeps going.
No, it can't be Ohm. I mean, Ohm is Ohm. He eats yogurt with the wrong end of the spoon.
He's messed up every case he's ever been on.
Unless he was only pretending not to be smart.
So you never suspect me.
Ohm takes a spoonful of pudding and eats it. A rabbit with 2 horns lifts an arm.
To be continued.
Olympia puts on a red necktie. Otis puts on a blue blazer. Una clasps a belt buckle on.
I joined because tomorrow shouldn't come before yesterday.
I joined because time is not an illusion. Or is it?
I joined because my voice should not be able to go this low. Or this high. Oh, no, that's normal, actually.
We are.
We are.
We are.
Odd Squad.
Olympia, Otis, Ona, and Miss O pose on Odd Squad emblem.
Since the beginning of time.
In the Old West Frontier.
And we are talking way back.
First on the timeline, Odd Squad.
We've been fighting on.
Old photos.
In our spare time. We also like to draw pictures of ourselves.
A drawing of 2 agents blown away by a villain.
There's no case too big.
A case file larger than Earth.
No case too small.
An ant file.
At Odd Squad, we do it all. And yes, that is a ham sandwich riverboat.
A rabbit with 2 horns holds a coat of arms.
And now the rest of the story.
In the storage room.
Why'd you do it, Ohm? Why'd you turn against Odd Squad?
There are 3 reasons anyone does anything. For love, money, or power. Odd Squad agents don't get paid,
Love gives you the cooties, and so the answer must be power.
So you never wanted to fight Oddness?
Of course. I started like you at the academy. Except when it came time to graduate...
Flashback.
Congratulations, Ohm. We're proud to make you an agent.
Agent? But I want to be the big O.
Well, maybe after lots of hard work and years of training.
So you won't give me the job right away?
No, that's ridiculous.
Then I shall destroy Odd Squad.
What did you say?
I said I shall destroy Odd Squad.
I'm sorry. I went swimming this morning and I have some water in my ear. Could you repeat it again?
You'll see. You'll all see!
Still didn't catch that.
After that, I decided if Odd Squad couldn't see my genius, I would use my genius to destroy it! I pretended to be a fool so I could steal codes, gadgets, anything I could get my hands on.
In a park.
I gave the villains everything they needed.
Here's a map to break into headquarters. And here is the hairbrushinator and the hatinator.
Whoa, whoa! I don't want to make hats! And I get my hair done professionally.
No, no, no! You don't understand! Every gadget has a number on it. You can combine gadget numbers to make the number you need. For example, the hairbrushinator is number 60. The hatinator is number 10. But if you combine 60 and 10, you get 70. The freezinator!
Which way does it point?
No!
She freezes.
Another villain down. Every plan failed! I was about to give up. But then Olympia, sweet, foolish Olympia, got Otis and Miss O kicked off Odd Squad, which made me Mr. O. And now I'm in a position to finally take this place down once and for all.
No, you won't. Handcuffinator.
Oh, did Whittle Ol'Ol take away your gadgets? My plan was never to put fun stickers on them. Although I do like stickers.
Ol'Ol pulls out a gadget.
Put in a sticker. It's Scratch and Sniff.
A banana sticker.
Smells like failure and banana.
The sticker pins them against the wall. Olympia struggles to break free. In the Odd Squad office.
Hey, Mr. O, you're the last of the gadgets.
Excellent.
I feel like you're evil.
I feel like you're right. 60 plus 10 equals 70.
Ol'Ol freezes Ozla.
The Freezinator!
In the storage room.
I can't move.
What do we do now?
We could play I Spy.
All right, I'll go first.
I spy with my little eye something that is yellow.
Hint, it's not this giant banana sticker.
Second in? It's under Olympia's collar.
Olympia reaches under her collar.
These yellow strings, they inflate my suit.
I made it too easy.
Yes, and you just saved us.
She inflates her suit.
Yay, we did it!
Well done, Olympia.
All right, I spy with my little eye something.
Oh, no, we don't have time for this.
It was the boxes.
In the garage, Ohm stands under a spiral sphere of gadgets.
Ohm, stop. You broke free. How exciting.
What is that?
I combined every gadget in headquarters to equal 10,000, which is...
Black Hole-inator.
I'm sorry, what? There's a really bad echo in here.
The Black Hole-inator.
Correct. And now I shall suck every Odd Squad agent into oblivion.
No, Ohm, you'll get sucked in too.
Ohm hits a remote button. The gadget shoots a purple laser.
Take cover!
The black hole grows.
Uh-oh, oh, help me!
Ohm falls. Miss O braces herself on a grate with a metal bar.
Grab my hand!
Oh.
Gotcha!
We need to take those gadgets apart!
Whoa, whoa, you can't just take away any gadget. Then it won't equal 10,000 and it'll do something else. Believe it or not, it could be even worse than that.
Your hand is sweaty!
I'm saving you!
Can you do it without sweating so much?
We need to take away a specific gadget to get a specific number. Una, what's a good number?
9,995!
Agents, help! My hand is slipping!
It's because they're so sweaty!
I'm coming, Miss O! You need to find the difference between 10,000 and 9,995. That's your answer!
Let's use a number line!
Behind a barrier, Olympia and Otis crouch. She taps on her watch.
I can't! Hold on!
Gotcha!
In her robot suit, Una grabs Miss O and all.
Robot hand is sweaty too!
You got the sweaty hands! That's the problem!
We need to find out how many numbers are between 10,000 and 9,995.
We can count up from 9,995.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We need to take away gadget number 5. Where is it?
Way up there!
On the middle spiral of the sphere is gadget 5.
We'll never reach it in time!
Olympia, remember how I told you my duck family used to fly south for the winter?
Are we seriously talking about this right now?
What I didn't tell you is, I flew with them.
Stepping away from the barrier, Otis flaps his arms. He jumps. He flies above Una. With his teeth, he bites Gadget 5. The black hole in it turns yellow. It goes dark and collapses. Olympia rushes forward. Otis lands.
That was weird.
Yeah, totally weird.
So, Gadget 9995 is the pineapple in it.
Better than a black hole, unless you really hate pineapples.
Ohm, are you okay?
No! No, I'm not okay! Odd Squad is still here. You may have defeated me today, but I will not rest until Odd Squad is destroyed.
Well, then there's only one thing left to do.
Our son did what?
Mom, Dad, you don't understand.
We understand perfectly, and you, young man, are grounded.
Come on.
To your room, now.
Typical.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Ohm.
Wait. His name is Ohm Ohm?
It's a family name.
And it's pronounced Ohm.
I hate to drag parents into it, but sometimes it's the only way.
Yeah. You're telling me.
Speaking of families, Otis, looks like there's someone here to see you.
In the living room, Otis approaches a family of ducks.
Hello, Brother Quack.
Brother Quack?
On behalf of all the ducks, we're sorry. We know you were just trying to protect us.
Thank you, brother.
Had this to a list of things I thought I'd never see. Not me, actually.
At headquarters.
For bravery in the face of oddness, it is my pleasure to award you all plates with pasta glued on them.
Big O approaches the Odd Squad team.
I made this.
Thank you.
I made this.
Thank you.
Ooh. I made this.
Well done.
I found this.
Oh, okay.
Miss O, Olympia, Una, and Otis raise their plates.
Welcome back, Agent Otis.
Big O's gadget transforms Otis's clothes into the Odd Squad suit.
Good to have you back, partner.
Good to be back.
For far too long, I have put off going to kindergarten, but now it is time, and I need someone to take my place.
Wait, are you saying...
I want you to run all Odd Squads as the new Big O. Yay!
Miss O's outfit transforms into a Big O's white suit. Otis sets a box down. It is compressed into a glass ball and sprung upward.
That's the last of the juice boxes. You're all packed up.
Guess it's time to say goodbye.
Well, see you guys later.
What?
No.
Miss O is leaving. You taught us everything we know.
Now you know it. Plus, you taught me too.
What?
Are we still going?
What?
Una, I never thought anyone could come close to filling Oscar's shoes. You taught me sometimes even the boss is wrong.
Thank you, ma'am.
Otis,
You taught me people can change for the better. And lawn bowling.
It's a fairly simple sport.
Olympia, you taught me to always look on the bright side. The way you love Odd Squad made me love it even more. It's been the honor of my life to work with you. And I've lived a long time. I'll miss you.
Us too.
Put that away.
Otis lowers his hand.
And bring it in.
Miss O, Olympia, Una, and Otis group hug.
Do me a favor. Go easy on your new boss.
At a desk, a toddler sits.
Miss O, I know Orson has lots of experience, but how are we supposed to understand him?
Easy. Right now he's saying something very odd has happened.
The ground shakes. They rush to the lobby. From the outside, giant chickens peck into the lobby.
Guess I can stick around a little longer.
They smile and nod at Miss O.
Well, what are we waiting for?
They pull out their gadgets.
Go!
Previous credits, created by Tim McKeon and Adam Peltzman. Written by Tim McKeon. Directed by J.J. Johnson. Featuring Anna Cathcart, Isaac Crichton, Millie Davis, Olivia Presti. Credits continue. Copyright 2017 Odd Productions, LLC. Sinking Ship Entertainment. Fred Rogers Productions.